What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of this podcast. And today I feel really, really good because today is the first day of rehearsals for my next play that I'll be in. It's a play called Disgrace. A couple podcasts ago, I was talking about what it means to be a Muslim. Well, this play dives pretty deep into being a Muslim, Islamophobia, and topics and themes of that nature. And I feel really good just because this whole summer I could not wait to begin school again. And I know that sounds crazy, like, you know, why? You know, it's the summer, enjoy it. Well, you know, I'm thankful that it was summer. I did enjoy my summer. But for me personally, like, being in a rehearsal room, working on acting, working on a play, especially one that is juicy like this one, I really recommend you guys to read it if you haven't, really makes me feel happy. It gives me a purpose, seriously. And I can't tell you how excited I am to just go into the room, listen to other people's contribution to the play, and really, really begin to dive deep into this play. Because I think it's not just a play for the sake of being a play. It's not just entertainment. It's not just something that I do as a hobby. You know, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. But more importantly, it's also a play that deals with shit that we are currently dealing with in this day and age, which just makes it that much more interesting. And then to utilize it in a way in which I get to act and use my abilities as an actor, it's like, it's literally like drugs, because that's how good it is. I'm not saying drugs are good, but, like, you know how people take drugs? You get what I'm trying to say. It's really that good. It's like, ugh. Anyways, let me not get ahead of myself. You know how I can be. But, yeah, it feels good to make this podcast, too. What else? School is starting up again. I think another week, September 4th. I'm not sure what date is today. But I think another week or so, school begins. And it's less than a year until I graduate. It's so easy to look at two semesters as being 1 year. But it's really like 7 months. If I think about it, that means that's 7 months until I graduate with a BFA degree. Now, what does that mean? I mean, it's just a piece of paper. It's not like I'm going to go on set and be like, hey, Mr. Spielberg, I just received my BFA. Would you mind casting me in your movie? I qualify. Doesn't work like that. But the training is what's important. Training is very important. And these next 7 months, I'm really, really going to have to buckle down and take my shit seriously. That's not to say that once I'm done with graduation and everything, then I'm going to be like, well, I have nothing else left to learn. It doesn't work like that. No, I'm always going to continue to work on acting. But these next 7 months is the time that I have left with these professors on a daily basis to really sink my teeth into what they're teaching me and really try to absorb as much as I can. And that's hard because it requires me to be aware, focus, driven every single day. I remember last semester was a mess. Last semester there were days where I was just like a walking zombie. Like I would just literally walk into college and just, you know, it was like I was just existing, or not even existing. I was just there but not there. And I can't let that happen these next 7 months or so. Because I don't know, these next semesters are going to be very crucial. These next 7 months are very, very crucial for me growing as an actor. And it doesn't start today. It continues with today, with this rehearsal, with the start of this rehearsal. My fear is that I don't burn out, but that's not an option. I can't afford to burn out. What the hell does that even mean? I'm so pissed at myself for even thinking that. But I'm excited to see what's in store because the goal is ultimately when I graduate. The college does this really cool thing where they set us up with agents when we're about to graduate. And then we do like monologues and scenes in front of these agents from New York City. And if they like us or not, if they do like us, then they will choose to represent us. So that's the plan. I'm hoping to get an agent and become a working actor. The worst thing to do is graduate, not get an agent, and next thing you know, I'm stuck with a basic 9-to-5 job. And next thing you know, 7 months go by and I haven't even worked on acting. I haven't read a play. I haven't done a play. So that's the worst thing to happen. And I don't want that to happen. I will not let it happen. And again, all this comes down to work. Especially on a daily basis. The second, in a way, in a strange way, I'm working on acting as I speak to you guys right now. Because I'm speaking it out. I'm speaking it into existence, so to speak. But, yeah, I'm just really, really excited for rehearsal today because, I really cherish moments like this because as an actor, it's very hard to get work. So every bit of rehearsal, it's like I really want to hold on to it and cherish it like my grandmother's ring from World War II. My grandmother was never involved in World War II. My grandmother is Guyanese and she does not have anything to do with World War II. And plus, she lost her diamond ring, so that doesn't make sense. Anyways, on that note, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, evening, sleep if you're about to go to bed. And I look forward to speaking to you guys. I don't even know who I'm speaking to, but I do think someone is listening. Wow, that sounds so... I don't know. Anyways, guys, yeah, let me get back to work because I have to get ready for rehearsal. And I will talk to you guys during the next podcast. All right? Take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.